ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सूत उवाच उवाच प्रीतयेत्तं कल्पदाय परिणूता किलोदयः ज्ञानोदया मन्दं जहास वैकुण्ठो मोहयन्निव मायया सूत उवाच उवाच प्रीतयेत्तं कल्पदाय परिणूताखिलोदया नीलोदया मन्दं जहास वैकुण्ठो मोहयन्निव मायया.
Translation: Suta Goswami said, "The Lord, thus hearing the prayers of Kunti Devi, composed in choice words for his glorification, mildly smiled. That smile was as enchanting as his mystic power."
So, whatever Kunti said, that was accepted by Krishna. So, he remained silent and simply smiled that a devotee is glorifying the Lord in chosen words. Here it is said, Kalapadai, when God is to be worshipped, he is to be offered the best selected words. Not that like the atheist fools, they worship or rather insult that very war, it gives us very much pain when God is called Daridranara. Why? Why Narayan should be Daridra? That means no conception of Narayan. Therefore they add these insulting words. But that is not the way of worship. Uttama Sloka, Krishna, or God's another name is Uttama Sloka, who is worshipped by the best selected words. Uttamasloka gunanubandhanam. Jaduttamasloka gunanubandhanam. Idam nipamishas tapasa asutasthava sishtasta suttasta chavurta dattayo abhichita artha kovidhi nirupita jad uttamasloka gunanubandhanam. This is the injunction of the Shastra. Idam hi pungsam tapasa sutasava. In the material world, everyone, at least the higher class, higher section of the society, they are engaged in so many research work that is called tapasya. How to find out the best thing for the human, benefit of the human society, scientific research, that is also tapasya. When a scientist invents something, that is result of tapasya, it is not very easily obtained. Therefore, so many people are engaged in tapasya. So many people are engaged in education. Sutasya means of education. The basic process of getting education is by hearing. Therefore, it is called Shruti. The Vedas are called Shruti. Formerly, just like we are reading books, the books were not needed because the memory was so sharp. Simply by hearing from the teacher, they remember. That is called tradition, by hearing. Therefore, education means Shruti. Shruti hi pratipanya. Anything, if you want to prove, then you have to give evidence from the Shruti. Then it is. So, anyone who is being educated, anyone who is engaged in research work for the benefit of the whole human society, or somebody is giving in charity, opening hospital, schools, or other good purposes, so why they are doing that? What is the purpose? The purpose is avichita artha. Avichita means infallible and artha means purpose. Avichita artha kabhi bhi nirupita. It is ascertained the purpose, why one should be engaged in research work, why one should be engaged getting good education, why one should perform charity, or why one should be intelligent. This is higher class activity. So what is the purpose? The purpose, it is said, kovi bhi nirupita. By high class scholars, they have ascertained what is the jad uttama sloka gunanubandhanam. God is to be worshipped simply by glorifying Him by the best words, uttama sloka. Not that, my dear God, you have no eyes, you have no leg, you have no hand, you have no mouth. What is this? It is indirect way of insulting God. If one man has no eyes, then what is called? He is called blind. So if one man has no legs, he is called lame. But similarly, if we worship God, that you are blind, you are lame, you are headless, you are brainless. What is this worship? Similarly, this kind of worship, daridra naha, Narayan is daridra, is just like that. No. Here, Kunti says that Kalapadai. Kalapadai, my chosen words. Just like if you worship some superior, when you give foodstuff to your spiritual master, superior, you find out the best selected foodstuff. Not that anything works. You eat it. If you don't like, don't eat it. Don't mind. No. This is the way of worship. When you worship superior, and who can be more superior than Krishna? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme, absolute truth. Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetanana. So Kunti has all along very selected words here. That is a lot. That is the injunction of this verse. Uttama Sloka. That's Krishna Janada name is Bhagavati Uttama Sloka. Bhakti Bhavati Nishnaishthiki. The best one. Actually, if you love somebody out of love, you cannot use anything, means any word which is not very much appreciated. So, and they are all applicable. It is not like the logic, kanacharan nam paddulus. One man has got a child who is blind, but he has given the name Padmalocha, lotus eye. Not like that. The selected words which Kunti has used, it is not improper. They are properly used. Just like here is one word used, Vaikuntha. Krishna's another name is Vaikuntha, or God's another name is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means Vigata Kuntha, Jasma. Therefore, spiritual world is called Vaikuntha. And this material world is Dukkhalayam Asasatam. It is not Vaikuntha. You cannot even walk without anxiety. And this place, we are walking on the street, and the leg slipped. So we should be very much careful. Even in walking, beginning from your morning walk, you are full of anxiety. But Vaikuntha means no anxiety. No anxiety. That is spiritual law. We must understand what is Vaikuntha law and what is Jara law. So, here everywhere simply danger. But if we take shelter of the Vaikuntha, Krishna, samāsthita ji patapallabam plavam, it is just like the boat for crossing over a furious, dangerous ocean. Krishna's lotus feet is compared with very sound, secure boat. And boarding it, you can cross over the ocean of Nisaya. Babambudhi vatsapadam. Babambudhi. Ambudhi means sea. And bhava means repetition of birth and death. Birth and death. Just like in the ocean, you are struggling, sometimes you are drowning, and somebody helps you, saves you from being drowned, and again he throws you in the ocean, then again struggle. So our life in this material world is like that. Yes, struggling from the very beginning of our life. We are simply struggling. We learn from Srimad Bhagavatam that after the sex between the man and the woman, the man injects the semina within the womb of the mother, of the woman, and it is emulsified first night and immediately forms a pea-like form. That pea-like form develops. So as soon as it is developed, of course, in the process of development, there is no consciousness. That's like deep sleeping. It is like that. But as soon as the body is little developed, there are 9 holes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, 2 eyes, one navel, one genital, one rectum, these nine holes develop. Then the consciousness comes back. And when the consciousness comes back, then he feels pains and pleasure. Because when the body is developed, the body is very delicate. So he is forced to live within urine and stool and so many secretions. And there are always worms in the stool, in the urine, and they take advantage of the delicate body and they bite. So the baby, packed up, cannot move, cannot say anything, but feels pain, therefore moves. And the pregnant woman, therefore feels that the child is moving at the age of 7 months in the womb. So therefore the struggle begins from the womb. And when the child comes out, again struggle. And he is lying on the bed, some bug is biting, he cannot express, he is crying, and the mother thinks that he is hungry. In this way wrongly understands, cannot be relieving, and he is going on crying, crying, crying. We have seen it, everyone has got experience. Then as soon as he is grown up, he is given responsibility for learning ABCD or going to school. He doesn't like, no child likes, at least I did not like to go to school. So, this is also another stuff. Then when he is grown up, he is given more and more responsibility, examination, then married life, then family maintenance, in this way, struggling, 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 again death. Again enter into the womb of mother. Again the same struggle. So, where is happiness? Therefore, when Krishna says, dukkharam asāsatam, this whole material world is a place for suffering only. There is a path. But mūrayaṁ being enamored by māyā, he does not know. He forgets. This life is a forgetfulness, ignorance. The struggle is going on. So therefore this word is used, that you are struggling in this material world so much, even beginning from your life. Prahlāda Mahārāja said, sadā samudvigna dhiyām asat grahā. Asat. The spiritual world is called sat. Om tat sat. So, we should transfer ourselves to the spiritual world. Asato mā gama, sad gama. Asato mā sad gama. This is the basic injunction. Don't keep yourself in this asat. Asat means bad. Asat means which will not exist. That is called asat. Asat graha. So, because we have accepted this asat, agraha, with very great eagerness, that we shall become very happy, we shall live here very happily. Therefore, there is no happiness. Suppose if you get some money, all of a sudden, actually, this is also asat, because when you did not get money, you are anxious to get it. And as soon as you get it, how to preserve it? Shall I keep it in the bank? Because it is black market, and then there is income tax, then what I shall I do? Another anxiety. So, asat vastu, in any way you want to enjoy, it will give you always anxiety. And If you go to the Sagabas, Asato Ma Sagama, if you go to Sag, then that is Vaikuntha. That is called Vaikuntha. No more anxiety. This is therefore this very word is used, Vaikuntha. Mandam jahas Vaikuntha. Mohayam. You Maya. This Maya is not illusion. This Maya is affection. When a mother laughs, smiles, the child feels very pleasant. Very much. And mother, the child on the lap of the mother, mother is seeing the face of the child and child is seeing the face of the mother. Both of them are very pleased and smile. So Maya, that Maya means affection. When Krishna smiles, he smiles with affection. And the devotee becomes enamored, becomes captivated, simply by seeing Krishna smiling. This is the process. Exchange of devotional service. So Vaikuntha, Krishna's name and Krishna's place. Therefore, as Krishna is Vaikuntha, without any anxiety. Krishna has no anxiety. Similarly, Krishna's place is also without any anxiety. Krishna's activities, hearing Krishna, that is also without anxiety. If we want to be anxiety-less, then we should hear about Krishna. Sthane sthita sutivatan tanumana manohi. The prayasa jita jita pasi tajsilakya. Krishna, if you simply hear about Krishna, sthane sthita, it doesn't require to change your place. You may be in your place, position. You may be a medical practitioner, you may be an engineer, you may be any other man, mercantile man, whatever you may be, you may be a laden man, you may be a policeman, it doesn't matter. But you hear. That is, if you want to get the position of Vaikuntha, then you simply hear. It doesn't matter what is your position. Krishna never said, only this kind of man. Of course, there is classification. The classification is sinless and sinful. Only the person who are sinless, they can understand about God. That sinlessness can be achieved very easily, as I was explaining last night. Sinnatana sakatha krishna punnaska vanakita. Simply, if you hear about Krishna, then sinlessness automatically comes. Cheta dharpana marjana, simply by hearing. So by hearing, it is both the process and the medicine. Both, everything. Because one has to become sinless, so one has to adopt some means by which one can become sinless. So simply by hearing, you become sinless. And after being sinless, you become more and more interested. Just like in jaundice disease, because the doctors, the medical practitioner, they give sugar candy. The physician gives sugar candy. The sugar candy to the person suffering from jaundice tastes bitter. It is bitter. But actually sugar candy is not bitter. Similarly, to the sinful man, the Krishna katha, discussion about Krishna, does not appear to be very palatable. They do not like to hear. They think it is a waste of time. But that, as the sugar candy, is the only medicine for jaundice disease. Similarly, the Harikatha or Krishna Katha is the only medicine for our material disease. But if we take it, just like the jaundice patient, if he takes sugar candy, then gradually he becomes free from the disease condition, and at that time, the same sugar candy which he tasted in the beginning as bitter, it appears to be very, very sweet. Then he cannot live it. This is the process. We are in material disease at the present moment. We have forgotten Krishna and struggling for existence. We are trying to be happy by manufacturing so many plants, but this will not help us. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved this process. What is that? Jnane priyasam mudapasa namanta eva sanmathritana bhavadiya bhata sane sthita suti vatan sanuman manobi ji prayasa ajita jitat pasista silakka. There was discussion between Ramananda Raya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Ramananda Raya began from Varnashram Dharma, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected. Rejected not wholly. Yaha bajha age kaha. Yes, this is not bad, but it is not so important. If you know something more, in this way, gradually, step by step, Ramananda Raya says the ultimate goal of life is this, is that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says all of that as external, at least in this age. It is very difficult. Just like in the beginning, Ramananda Raj said that Varnashrama Charavata Purushina Parupama. He gave stress on the institution of Varnashrama to observe the rules and regulations of Varnas, four Varnas, to become Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and four Ashramas, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, iha baiha. But, yes, it is good, but it is not so important. Not so important. Because he knew, in this age, Kali Yuga, who is going to observe this Varnashram Dharma? Everyone is Shudra. A Shudra cannot understand this. Neither it is possible to bring them back again, although we are trying, but it is very difficult. Once one has become divorced, to reform him is very difficult. But still there is way. And that way is suggested when Ramananda Raya suggested that it is the words of Lord Brahma that jnane priyasam mudapasa. One should not very much endeavor to speculate, speculating process. Just like the theosophist, the philosopher, the scientist, they, instead of having direct knowledge from the superior, they more or less speculate. One has to give up the speculating habit. If one thinks that I know, I am very educated, I am very advanced. I can discover what is God. That is not possible. That is not possible. Atapi tevi vapadam bujadvayam prasada leshanu grihita yuvai janati tattam. You cannot understand God by your speculating mind. Big scholar, they have speculated about Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Misled. They could not understand. Just like a big politician, Gandhi, he also has Bhagavad Gita in his hand. But he never spoke throughout his whole life that Krishna is Vasudeva. He never spoke. Have you seen that he has advised that Krishna is Vasudeva? Never. Dr. Radha Krishna, he is also so big a scholar. He has commented on Bhagavad Gita. Rather, he says, it is not to Krishna. When Krishna says, Manmanabhavamad bhaktamadjyajimana namaskuru, Dr. Radha Krishna says, it is not to Krishna. That is the difficulty. Because they have no mercy of Krishna upon them. They cannot understand Krishna. Nāham phutāsa sarvasya yuga māyā samā bhaktyā māma abhijāna jāvān jaschāmi tattva. This is stated in the Bhagavad. But they are not bhaktas. Tilak, he has described Bhagavad Gita as a kurmi. Never said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You will find like that. So many. How to speak of others? There are about 600 commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. All misleading. Therefore, we have presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. Without any misinterpretation. And it is acting. The 600 editions of Bhagavad Gita was being advertised in the Western countries, and so many scholars and samis went there. Not a single person became a devotee of Krishna. Not a single. For the last 200, 300 years. Before that, there was no such attempt. But for the last at least 100 years, or more than that, many Indians went to the Western countries to preach our philosophy. And they referred to Bhagavad Gita and so on. But unfortunately, not a single person became a devotee of Krishna. Not a single person. As we presented Bhagavad Gita as it is, within 5 years, thousands and thousands have become devotee of Krishna. One can compare this. So, this is the way that don't speculate nonsensically. That is the injunction of Lord Brahma. This jnanaprayasam, that you are very much learned scholar, you are a great politician, so I can speculate some religious system by misinterpreting this Bhagavad Gita. No. You should stop this. That is the recommendation. Jnane Priyasam Rupas. Namanta eva. Just become sammisi. Sammis. That is the only way to become sammisi, first of all. Then you can understand what is God. Therefore Krishna demands, Sarvadharman Parityajyamam Ekam Saranam. So, Jnane Priyasam Rupas Namanta eva. And what is the next business? Sarmukharitana Bhavadiyavata. One should hear Bhavadiyavata, the message of Krishna, from a realized soul, not a professional man, a realized soul. Sarmukharitana, Sat, on Om Tat Sat, the same again. That is the way. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended Bhagavat Parogya Bhagavata Sthane. Don't go and hear Bhagavat Saptaha by a professional man. That is useless, waste of time. If you want to learn about Bhagavat, then Bhagavat Parogya Bhagavata Sthane. Realize so. Don't go Bhagavat. That is the recommendation of Brahma and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Accept it. When this verse was recited by Ramananda Das, Jnani Priyasam Madhapasana Vantaiva, Jivanti Sarmukhritam Bhavadiyava, Sani Sita Sutigatam Tanuvangamano. Immediately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, Iho Hoy. Yes. This is the system. Iho Hoy. Aage Kaho. Then further development. Then further development, Kanta Ras, Dasa Ras, Sakha Ras, Vasala Ras, that is Rasa Vichara. That is, when one has stepped into this Vaikuntha platform, then the Rasa Vichara, not before that. So, here also, Krishna is described as Vaikuntha. If one takes shelter of Krishna, then he also becomes Vaikuntha. Samasita di padapallavam pramam. He becomes assured of his safety. Krishna is Vaikuntha. So, prithaya itthaṁ kalapadai, and we should not try to insult God. We should try to glorify God in glorified language that I already explained. Uttama sloka gunanuga. Don't try to speak nonsense and describe God. No. God is never daridra. How he can be daridra? If you describe daridra nara, it is blessing. No. Uttama sloka. Just like Kunti has described, Krishna Sakha, you are the friend of Arjuna. That is the proper explanation. Gopi Vallabh. Krishna, you are always prepared to please the gopis. Jasadanandana, Brajajana Ranjana. These are the descriptions. Krishna, you are the son of Arjuna. Krishna takes pride. Krishna, when his name is attached with the activities of a devotee, he becomes very much pleased. But sometimes Krishna is called Kamsa Nishudana, Madhusudana, Kamsari. That is also Krishna's pleasure. He appears to be enemy, Kamsari, to the demons. So, these are the description of Krishna. We have to follow Mahajana Jina Vatastha Pantha. Don't manufacture something which will not be compatible. You just hear Sthane Sthita Sthiti Vanda from the realized soul, how Krishna should be described. Here, just like Kunti is describing Krishna, Krishna Sakha. He is Krishna. And Draupadi is also called Krishna. And Arjuna is also called Krishna. So, Krishna is both friends for both of them. Krishna supplies unlimited measurement of cloth to Draupadi. Because Draupadi was crying for Krishna, save my honor. Similarly, Arjuna also, he accepted Krishna as the supreme guide. Sishrastriham sadhimam prapannam. There is perplexity in my head, Krishna. I cannot decide whether I shall fight or I shall not fight. Kappanna dusu apahatasya bhava. I am Kshatriya, but due to my weakness, I am trying to avoid fight. So therefore, please instruct me, because you can, I understand that you can give me the right instruction. Therefore, I become your shishya. Shishyasya aham sadhiman prapanna. Therefore, Krishna is known as Partha Sarathi. Partha Sarathi. Krishna Sakha. Jasadananda. Nandananda. Vasudev. Devaki Nanda. So God has no name, but He has got thousands and millions of names on account of His different varieties of activities with His devotees. This is the science of understanding Krishna's name. Krishna Sakha and Vishnu Vishabha, the best of the Vishnu dynasty. Because Krishna took birth in the Vishnu dynasty. So, he is the best, Vishabha. Vishabha means the best. Because Krishna took birth in the Vishnu dynasty, therefore, the whole family became very famous. And his business was Nidhruk Rajannavarga Bangsa Daham Pritrana Sadhana Vinasaya Sudhuskita. So in this way, Krishna should be described in connection with different activities. But those who are impersonalists, they cannot understand Krishna. And being impersonalists, they do not believe in the activities of the Supreme. They think that when the Supreme Absolute Truth comes in the material world and the material form, then there are activities. Otherwise, impersonal, where there is activity. They cannot understand. Therefore, nobody can understand Krishna without being trained up by a self-realized devote. If one takes the shelter of Krishna's representative, devotee, then it doesn't matter what he is. Kirato Hunand Pulinda Pukkasa Vira Sambha Japana Kasal. Didn't need to pop. Yadupasraya Sraya. If he has taken shelter of a pure devotee, never mind, he is a Kirato Hun Andra Pulinda Pukkasa. He is Suddhanti. He becomes purified. And gradually he understands Krishna. So, from the example of Kunti Devi, if we want to understand Krishna, and if we want to be transferred to the Vaikuntha atmosphere, then we should follow the Krishna's. Krishna is very much pleased. If you worship Krishna in the proper way, Mahajana Jinagar, then he accepts. Bhaktyanam Abhijanati. And Krishna also says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yomi Bhaktya Prajachati. That bhakti is the most important thing. Krishna is not interested with your foodstuff. Krishna is interested with your bhakti. Therefore, this word is used. Jumi bhaktya prajachati. Not that I am very rich man. I can offer Krishna ruchi puri halwa. He must take it. Just like we get some palatable foodstuff, we eat up to the neck. No. Krishna is atmaram. Krishna has no hunger. Even if he is hungry, he can fulfill it himself. He doesn't require your help. But he accepts your foodstuff because you offer him with bhakti. That is the main thing. Just like you relish foodstuff when you are hungry. If you have got sufficient appetite, any kind of pushta will find it is very nice. But if you are offered very palatable pushta and you are not hungry, you have no appetite, useless. Similarly, you can Krishna offer very nice pushta, ruchi, puri, halwa, and other things. But if you have no bhakti, then Krishna will not touch. Therefore, it is essential those who are initiated, they should prepare Krishna's pushta. As a professional man, non-initiated person cannot prepare. Because a bhakta prepares the pushta with some desire that let me do it very nicely, Krishna will eat. That is different thing from the professional man cooking. So being a bhakta, the main thing is bhakti. All the prayers offered by Kunti Devi, full of bhakti. So we should learn from Kunti Devi how to offer, and then Krishna will be very much pleased and he will smile. Jahar. It is not in the Shastra. But somebody, some Sami has told it. Yes. Not answer, Vivekananda. All right. Doctor Sahib, a question?
All the time, my first
start doing religion. Kunti had no miseries. Yes, because he wanted Krishna. That is the subject matter of this prayer, that Krishna was going to Dwarka, taking leave from Kunti. So she thought that Krishna, when we are always in danger, you are always with us. And now we are situated in good position, we are out of danger, and you are going away, the better we be again in danger. So that I can see you. That was Kunti's prayer. That's all. Now we can...